Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you and give you all the praise and glory. We thank you for the gift of today. And we thank you for bringing us this far. We worship you and we adore you. Father, we pray that you open the heavens over us as we gather together on Mount Zion. And as we receive your word, may you open our hearts. May you bless us with revelations. May this word even help us to live for you. Grant us understanding of who we are as people that you have brought to Mount Zion. Open every heart, O Lord, and let your word be a blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, we come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. And our prayer is that this morning's devotion will be a blessing unto you. And we enjoin you and encourage you to also share this devotion with other people. For it will be a blessing to their souls. You may lead somebody to Christ and to bring healing to somebody who is suffering. May the Lord bless you as you open your heart. Our theme for this month is We Have Come to Mount Zion. And our scripture reference is from the Hebrews chapter 12, reading from verse 18 to 24. This morning, our topic is Mount Zion, the Church of the Firstborn, Part 2. The Church of the Firstborn, Part 2. Yesterday, we handled the Part 1, where we dwell so much about the Church, what the Church means, and I believe we learn a lot. So the topic is the Church of the Firstborn. We handle the church, and we also want to handle what the Bible means when he says or he speaks about the firstborn. Hallelujah. The concept of the firstborn in the Hebrew setting or in Judaism is very interesting. It is a very important concept in that in Judaism or in the Hebrew setting, the firstborn carries social significance. He is specially recognized. When you are listing the names of children and you have 5 children, when you mention the name of the number one, you add the title, the firstborn. But you don't necessarily have to mention the second born, the third born, the fourth born. So the firstborn is really recognized in society. He's a special person. And we will get to know that. He also carries significance in that the firstborn ought to be redeemed. The Bible declares that the firstborn belongs to the Lord. For any child that comes out of you first, especially the first son, the Jewish parents have to perform a redemption rite so that they redeem the child and they can have access to the child. Else, every firstborn belongs to the Lord and ceases to be the child, or the parents ceases to be the owner of that child. And therefore, they need to carry out what we call redemption sacrifice in order to redeem the firstborn. Another issue that brings the issue of the firstborn to the fore or makes it significant is that every firstborn has what we call the firstborn rights, which entitle him to the allocation or the double portion of the inheritance of the family. And what it means is that anytime the inheritance of the family is being shared, if for instance there are 6 children in the family, they divide the inheritance into 7. If there are 6 children, they divide it into 7. If there are 5, they divide it into 6. If there are 4, they divide it into 5. Why? Because the firstborn is entitled to double portion of the inheritance. So he will take 2 portions. Then the rest will take 1, 1, 1, 1. Hallelujah. So that makes the firstborn a very special person in the family. And in the prophetic sense, Israel was considered the firstborn of God. God chose Israel as his firstborn, and they were entitled to all these rights. When you read Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 17, the Bible says the firstborn or the first son ought to be acknowledged as the firstborn by giving him a double share of all that the father has. Because that son is the first son of his father's strength, according to Deuteronomy 21, verse 17. And the right of the firstborn belongs to him. He is the first son of the father's strength, and the right of the firstborn belongs to him. So when the Bible refers to the church of the firstborn, he is saying that anybody in the under the New Testament, anyone that is bought with the blood of Jesus, whose sins are forgiven and who has become a child of God, is entitled to the firstborn right. Hallelujah. Or in scripture, Jesus is the one who is referred to as the firstborn among all brethren. But the Bible declares in Romans chapter 8 from 15 to 17 that we who have believed in him have also received the right of sonship. We have been adopted as sons. And we are not just sons, we become heirs of God. And what kind of heirs? We become joint heirs with Christ. What it means that we occupy the place where Christ occupied, or we share the firstborn right with Christ Jesus. And for that matter, all the significance that I've shared, the social significance, the place of redemption, the place of being, having the right to double portion, we share it with Jesus Christ. Romans 8, 15 to 17 declare that the spirit that we receive does not make us slaves so that we live in fear. Rather, the spirit that we have received brought us to adoption of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. God has become our Father. And he says that the spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are sons of God, or we are children of God. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs. Then he further explained, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Indeed, we share in his suffering in order that we also share in his glory. Hallelujah. So therefore, we share in the sonship of Christ, and we also share in his place as the firstborn. The Colossians chapter 3, verse 3 and 4 declares that, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you appear with him. Christ, who is your life. Christ, who is your joint heir with you. Christ, we share with the life of Christ. So if Christ is God's firstborn, then we also occupy that place. So we are members of the church of the firstborn because we have also become the firstborn of God. And all the rights and the importance that attaches to the firstborn also attached to us. Hallelujah. But I want to get more into it, into the issue of the firstborn, so that we will understand why the Bible refers to the church of the firstborn. Because to be a firstborn carries certain importance. It makes you a special person in the entire lineage in the family. And God has made us to be His firstborn with Christ Jesus. Christ is our life. If He is the firstborn, then we are joined every Christ. If He is the firstborn, then we share in that privilege. And as firstborns, we carry this significance. Look at Genesis chapter 49, verse 3. When Jacob spoke about his firstborn, Reuben, he said, "Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, my first sign of strength, excelling in honor, excelling in power." Beloved, all this teaching we are doing is to help you know who you really are as a child of God. Oh, Mount Zion. Mount Zion defines us. It shows us who we really are to God. Amen. Who we really are in the sight of God. Who we really are according to the word of God, according to the truth. And the Bible says the firstborn is God's might. It is His first sign of strength. The firstborn excel in honor. So you excel in honor. And the firstborn excel in power. Hallelujah. So therefore you are a special breed. And you have special significance in the sight of God. You occupy a special place in the affairs of God, in the family of God, in the economy of God. The first church of the firstborn. Amen. In the book of Deuteronomy, God showed the significance, how important the firstborn was to Him when He referred to Israel as His firstborn. In Exodus chapter 4, 22 and 23, the Lord said to Moses, "Say to Pharaoh, this is what the Lord says, Israel is my firstborn son. And I told you, let my son go so he may worship me. But you refuse to let him go, so I will kill your firstborn." Look, as a firstborn, as a first son of God, as a first child of God, you are so important that anybody who will stand against you, it will cause that person also their firstborn. Hallelujah. The Lord said, "Tell Pharaoh, if he does not allow my firstborn Israel to go, I will kill his firstborn." And that is the importance God attaches to you as His firstborn. Anything that will stand your way, God will arise and punish whoever wants to stand your way, because He really cherishes you and consider you important to Him. Amen. The firstborn were consecrated to God. They belong to God. And in the Jewish tradition, if anybody give birth to a firstborn, especially a son, like I said, because they belong to God according to the law, you need to sacrifice in order to redeem that child. And for that matter, the child will become your own. Else, the firstborn, even the firstborn of animals, were deemed to belong to the law. They were consecrated to the Lord. So Exodus 13:2 says that, "Consecrate to me every firstborn, especially every firstborn male, and even the first offspring of every womb among the Israelites belongs to me, whether human or animal." So we occupy a special place. We belong to the Lord. We have been consecrated. The book of Romans says that those of us He called, He also justified us, and He set us apart even unto Him. We are the consecrated unto the Lord, and we occupy a special place. We belong to Him. Hallelujah. We are not just his children, we are his own. And for that matter, God will go any length to rise up to defend the firstborn. You are the firstborn, and you belong to the firstborn, the church of the firstborn on Mount Zion. Hallelujah. Ma shulebre ende kataya. Other reading, Exodus 13. From verse 13, we also throw more light on it. The firstborn, because they are consecrated unto the Lord, set apart unto the Lord, the parents ought to perform certain rites to redeem every firstborn. For the firstborn has a place. He has a place. Kaba shulabra ando sataya. And the firstborn is a right. It entitles you to double portion of the inheritance of the family, as I've explained. So when you read 1 Chronicles 5:1, the Bible explains how Reuben, even though he was the firstborn of his father, messed up by defiling the father's marriage bed, and therefore he lost the right of the firstborn to the sons of Joseph. So the firstborn entitles you to the firstborn right. It makes you a very powerful member of the family. And you are recognized. And you are the one who takes care of the family when the father passes on. Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 21 verse 3 says that their father had given them many gifts of silver and gold and articles of value, as well as 45 cities in Judah, but he had given the kingdom of Jehoram, the kingdom to Jehoram, because he was his firstborn son. The father had many children. He gave them articles, properties, but to the firstborn son belongs the kingdom, the rulership, the kingship belongs to the firstborn son. So that is your right as a firstborn son of Jehovah God. Yours belong the kingdom, the rulership, the authority. He says he gave gifts to the other children, but he gave the kingdom to Jehoram because he was the firstborn son. For your place as a firstborn in the family of God entitles you to rule and entitles you to exercise your authority even as a king. Hallelujah. Kima asulabra ando sataya. Libre libre ende katu laba haku libre asulabra andos idia akaya. Ma kalima aku lebra asulabra akunabra andos idia akaya. Ma shile eni aku labra asudabra ando sataya. Psalm 89 verse 27 and 29. And the Bible was speaking about David. He says, and I will appoint him to be my firstborn, the most exalted of the kings of the earth. The firstborn are the most exalted. Hallelujah. As a firstborn, God consider you as the most exalted. I will appoint him to be my firstborn, the most exalted of the kings on the earth. I will maintain my love for him forever. The firstborn attracts the love of God forever. And my covenant with him never fails. The firstborn are entitled to eternal covenant. He said, my covenant with him will never fail. And I will establish his land forever, his throne, as long as the heavens endure. The firstborn is entitled to eternal thrones for everything that belongs to the Father. A double portion goes to the firstborn. And the firstborn occupy a special place. God says, I will have an eternal covenant with him. I will establish his lineage forever. I will establish his throne as long as the heavens endure. He will establish your place in life as long as the heavens. That's how special You are as the firstborn child of Jehovah God. Ma kili ati asua ali katua akolabra ando setaya. Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 9 says that they will come with weeping. They will pray as I bring them back. I will lead them beside streams of living water. And these are all rights conferred on the firstborn. I will lead them beside streams of living water on a level path where they will not stumble. God always have a special privilege for the firstborn. He will lead you beside streams of living water. You will never thirst, whether spiritually or physically. And he will lead the firstborn on a level path that he will never stumble. Because I am Israel's father. And who is Israel? Israel is the firstborn. I am Israel's father, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Ephraim is the firstborn of Joseph, who took the place of Reuben as the firstborn of Israel. Because of the firstborn of Israel, the Lord will lead him beside streams of living water. And the Lord will cause him to walk on level path, and they will never stumble because of their right as the firstborn. May you receive this grace as the firstborn of Jehovah and as a member of the church of the firstborn. May all this right come upon you. Kama ashila asulebre ende kataya. Lima nahasu lebre akulabra ashulabra ande kataya suha. Mihasu. Romans 8:29 says that for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. Who is his son? Jesus. And who is Jesus? Jesus is the firstborn. He says, for those God foreknew, he also predestined us to conform, to be like his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. God wants us just to be like his first son, Jesus Christ. And Colossians 1:15 says, the son, Jesus, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. The son Jesus, with whom we share every inheritance, with whom we share as a joint heir, he is the image of the invisible God, and he is the firstborn. Therefore, every right that he has as a firstborn, we share with him. And I read to you in Colossians 3 that he has become our life. So whatever is in him is in us. And his rights as a firstborn, we also participate in that. Beloved, these are a few that I can share with you as a firstborn. And I want you to understand that the firstborn has a special place in the economy of God, in the household of God. He is the strength. He is the most honored. He is the one the Lord looks up onto. He inherits a double portion of the blessings of Jehovah God. And for that matter, he's a special person. So when the Bible says that we have come to the church of the firstborn, the church, as we learned yesterday, is the called out from the world unto God. We are special people unto him. We are so special because we are his firstborn. And we have special rights. We have double portion. We inherit double portion of his inheritance. His eyes is upon us. Anybody who rises against the firstborn, God will also rise against their firstborn. He so cherishes you, and he calls you to walk on straight paths. Your foot will not stumble. He will let you access living streams of water. The Lord blessing will ever be with you. He will grant you an eternal covenant. This is how special the firstborn is to God. And you are that firstborn. Just as Jesus is the firstborn of God, you share in that inheritance. And this morning, take your place as the firstborn of Jehovah God and be proud of the privilege that He's granted us to be part of the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. And tomorrow we will handle those whose names are written in heaven. And that will also enlighten you to know how privileged you are to be considered a child of God, a firstborn, and to be a member of the church of the firstborn, whose name is written in heaven. Begin to thank the Lord for this revelation. Mashulabra ando kataya. Mashulaba kali asulabra akanda yahasudabra andi. Asuda Father, we thank you, O God, that you have made us members, O God, of the church of the firstborn on Mount Zion. And Father, we thank you for granting us understanding of who we are as the firstborn. We are those who represent your might and your strength. We are those that you recognize as joint heirs with Christ and beneficiary of the double portion of your inheritance. We are those who take over in the families when the fathers are not there and when the fathers are dead and gone. We occupy a special place, and having been bought with the precious blood of Jesus, you have set us apart unto yourself. The firstborn is consecrated unto you, and we thank you for that special privilege and special blessings that you have conferred on us, and special position that you have recognized us to have. May your name be exalted, O God. May your name be praised. We give you all the glory for this wonderful privilege that we have as the firstborn and as members of the church of the firstborn in Mount Zion. May your name be glorified. Ma shulebre India. Zile edi asu labra akambo kulabra ando sitaya. Father, we pray, O God, for grace to enjoy our double portion, even in our share of your possession and of the inheritance. For you call us the first fruit of your strength, and that we have what you call the right of the firstborn. We worship you, O God. And we thank you, Jesus, that we are privileged to come to this position because of Tetelestai, because of the blood that you shed for us. You have made us your own. John heirs with Christ, and Christ has become our life. May your name be exalted. Beloved, I want to pray, intercede for anyone that we need to intercede for. Pray for your nation, pray for your family, and pray for everyone, even in Jesus' name. Father, this morning, even as you reveal to us that we belong to the church of the firstborn, and indeed you have made us the firstborn, we have the priestly right to even intercede for others. We stand together, O God, and we pray for our families, we pray for our nations, we pray for the church of God. And Father, we lift the needy, the afflicted, O God, the sick into your hands. And we pray, O God, that yea, this morning, as firstborn, members of the church of the firstborn, our intercession will reach heaven, and you will answer us on behalf of all these people that we are praying for. May your name be praised, and may your name be worshipped forever in Jesus' mighty name. Beloved, if you are sick, begin to receive your healing. As a member of the firstborn church, the church of the firstborn, you are entitled to double portion of grace. Sickness is not your portion. Only the blessing of the Lord. Therefore, I decree your healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Be made every bit whole. Receive a double portion of divine health in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive a double portion of divine strength. I restore health to your bones, to your blood, to your heart, to your liver, to your kidney, to your cells. That our sister who has been paralyzed at Kwalebu, I send forth the word of God into you, into your spirit, and I command you, rise up by the power of the Holy Spirit and be healed and be made every way who may life return to every part of your being, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, and be healed in the name of Jesus. If you are listening to me and you have not received Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you are missing out. You are not part of the church of the firstborn. You are missing your inheritance. I want you to raise your two hands with me and make this confessional prayer. Say, Lord, I recognize I am a sinner. And if I die today, I will go to hell. I am not part of the family of God. I am missing out. I am not part of the church of the firstborn. Therefore, today I confess Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. Dear Jesus, come into my heart and make me your own. Let my life count for you and help me to live for you for the rest of my life. I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have prayed this prayer, I declare to you, you are born again. Jesus has come into your life. What you need is to find a Bible-believing church. Go tell them you have received Christ. Let them baptize you. And live for God. If the Church of Pentecost is closer to where you are, I will encourage you to go there. They will help you. I pray for you that the Lord will establish you in Christ Jesus and that you will become a member of the Church of the Firstborn and all the rights and the inheritance that we have as a firstborn will be your portion. May the Lord bless and keep you in Jesus' mighty name. Beloved, today we have learned something. We are members of the church of the firstborn. We are called out from the world and we have been consecrated unto the Lord. And we have a special place in the economy of God, in the family of God, and in this world. God, there is a tag, there is a label on your forehead. Everywhere you are, God recognizes you as the firstborn. And you have a right, an inheritance right as the firstborn. And that is a double portion. You are entitled to the double portion of the blessing of the Lord. And God will go to any length to defend you. Like he told Pharaoh, if you do not let my firstborn go, I will attack your firstborn. And the Bible says, because you are the firstborn, the Lord has an eternal covenant with you. He will ensure that you walk on a playing field. You will not stumble. Hallelujah. He will watch over you. You are a special breed, a special person unto God and unto this world. A member of the church of the firstborn. On Mount Zion. Tomorrow we will consider the fact that our names are written in heaven. And that's another privilege we have on Mount Zion. Put your hand on your head as I release the priestly blessing from the Lord. May the Lord bless and increase you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and your family. May the Lord establish your right as a firstborn and a member of the church of the firstborn. May you experience the right of the firstborn, a double portion of all the blessings of the Lord. Wherever you go today, may they favor you double. Whatever is due to you, may they double it unto you. Hey, may the grace be double. May the favor be double. May the blessings of the Lord upon you and your family be doubled. May everything that the Lord has prepared to you be double. For that is your place and that is your right as the firstborn son of God. And as one who is a joint heir of Christ Jesus, may you walk in your right as the firstborn. And may you move in this eternal covenant of divine protection and divine provision according to the word of God. I bless you as the firstborn child of Jehovah. And may everything about you turn around for your good. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, Saturday we are meeting 6 a.m. sharp at PRWC Atomic. Our first meeting on Mount Zion. Don't miss it. Bring a friend. Bring the whole family. Shalom. Peace to you. Amen.